Fred Film Radio, International Documentary Film Festival, Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 International Documentary Film Festival Amsterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by producer Antonio Russo Merenda, presenting a film called The Deminer here at the festival, directed by Hogir Hirori and Shinwar Kamal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, my pleasure.
Would you like to introduce the film for our listeners and just tell us a little bit about it?
Yes. The Deminer is a feature-length documentary about Fakhir, who's, you know, he basically in 2003, he lives on a military mission to Mosul, Iraq, just directly after the Saddam Hussein's downfall. And once in Mosul, you know, when he sees so many civilians, you know, that so many civilians are striking by exploding mines, he decides to become a deminer by himself. And, you know, and in a short period of time, he managed to disarm, you know, thousands of mines and save, you know, a lot of people's lives. And, you know, and of course, he's aware of the risk, but nobody else is actually willing to take that. So he keeps doing it. And even if it's a task that can cost him his life at any second. But, you know, he knows that in a way, innocent people needs him to do that. And, he keeps doing it.
I'm very fascinated by this desire to capture what is happening, you know, through the video. And then, of course, at some point, the directors of The Deminer were approached by the son of Fakhir. Is that correct?
Yeah. Well, Abdullah was the oldest son. Fakhir has 8 children. Abdullah is the oldest. What happened at, you know, the Abdullah approached the director, Hogir Hirori, to tell him that he had found in the cellar a suitcase with a lot of video material from the early period, from 2003 to until 2008, where his father was in Mosul disarming mines. And it was material that was unknown to them. I mean, of course, they were aware of what he was doing, but they never really realized how dangerous it was. And so once they got to see some of the material, they realized that, you know, that would have been very important for the director to see it. And that's what happened. You know, they shared the material with us.
Yes, I recall that at the start of the film, this son describes the footage as like an action film, but it's all real. So it is very powerful images that we see in this documentary.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I mean, also the meaning was to show, I mean, the mining mission, but at the same time also not to really make the audience aware of the incredible, you know, danger that Fakhir and his team, you know, put themselves in, you know, over and over again. And sorry.
So when you get, I mean, presuming that there was a lot of footage to go through, what do you reckon are the challenges then of putting a film together that will be contained at a feature length kind of form, and also putting a film together that can be seen by audiences?
The main challenge with this film was that we had a lot of hours, many hours of material that was actually filmed by Fakhir's assistants. Because he really, you know, he was very interested in film by himself. You know, he bought a video camera at a very early stage, and he wanted actually his assistant to document what he was doing. So we had to go through a lot of material to find, you know, of course, the what we felt could be incorporated in our film. But what I believe that the in a way the extraordinary material that regards Fakhir demining mission is a sort of a, you know, you could almost consider it, it's a sort of a it's a privilege that has, you know, suddenly we have has been disposed in our care, and we have done, you know, all we can to, you know, to present it, to form it, and present it, you know, in a way that, for, you know, hopefully will go for long. Mm-hmm. So, and I think in that perspective, the Hogir Hirori, who's also been editing the film, you know, he's an editing director, you would say. Does, you know, he really has a very strong eye for found footage, and you know, also a sense of how to frame it, and in a way that has been setting the tone of the work from the very start. So Hogir started to work on the film in 2014, When he started to work on the film, he also got to know that Xinhua had already started filming Fakir. So they met and they decided to join forces. And then later on, Hogir also, you know, took the role of the editor. In that sense, the collaboration was more like, you know, Hogir has been responsible also for the editing, and Xinhua is a DOP, you know, in the first place. So he also is actually credited also as a main DOP in the film. So that's how the collaboration, you know, looked like.
What about you? How did you get involved in the project? When did you get involved in the project?
Well, I'm a former documentary film commissioner at the Swedish Film Institute. I had the privilege to give financial support to Hogir's previous feature-length documentary called "The Girl Who Saved My Life," and I met Hogir last spring, and he knew I was ending my time as a documentary film commissioner, and he just asked me, since we had a very good relationship during his previous film, he said, "Antonio, I have some material. I'm working on a new project, and it would be great if you could have a look at it." And he sent me 10 minutes, and I've seen a lot of material, you know, but that was the strongest 10 minutes ever. So I called him immediately, and I said, I really would love to work with this project. Mm-hmm. So, and that's how we started to sort of join forces immediately.
Was there something in particular that struck you about those 10 minutes?
I think, you know, it was the, what I really felt, you know, immediately the need of building a monument for this incredible character, because I felt like, you know, in those 10 minutes there was so much suspense but also very much humanity, in the sense that, you know, that you could see immediately that this incredible, exceptional man, you know, had a clear goal, and it was to save as many human lives as possible. And, you know, and I felt in the middle of war and turmoil, and I thought, you know, I really want to be one of the, you know, how you say, one of the builder, because he really deserves a monument. Mm. So, and I said, let's do it.
This is part of the reason why documentaries can be so powerful, is that they show us something of the world. It's something that maybe we hear in the news in a completely new perspective, maybe. They give us access to information that we may never know.
Yeah, I know. This is, Fakir has... he's a very, very well-known person in Kurdistan, but you know, it's sort of in a way, it's especially today. If you think about now the latest development of the situation in northern Iraq, the films becomes even more, you know, more important, because it's he was taking risk for everybody, regardless religion, you know, background, color. And if you see now the, unfortunately, you know, sort of collision between the Arabs and the Kurds in northern Iraq, you know, it's such a far away situation for what, you know, Fakir tried to, you know, he did try to do the opposite, you know, to basically make everybody safe, you know, as I said, regardless for their background or religion. So I feel it's even more important that this film comes out now.
The film is screening here at IDFA, but is there any plans of it going anywhere else?
Well, we don't know yet, because the film was completed just a few weeks ago. We managed to send the DCP, and I've just like, I don't know, 2 weeks ago to IDFA. So it's still very, very, you know, very new for us. We just, you know, and it's going to be very exciting to see, to be at the screening tonight to see the film, you know, in the cinema. But we do hope, of course, that, you know, the after IDFA, you know, we will have a good festival run, and we also hoping for some theatrical release, especially in Scandinavia and some other European countries,
perhaps even in Iraq.
Well, I mean, we definitely will have it's our goal to show the film in Duoc, in northern Iraq, that is the hometown of both Fakir and Hogir and Xinhua. So that's, and they have a film festival, so Duoc Film Festival, that takes place in September 2018, and we hope to be invited to show the film there.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking to you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.